USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Olympic gymnast Simone Biles on Wednesday told lawmakers how the FBI and U.S. gymnastic and Olympic officials failed to stop the sexual abuse that she and hundreds of other athletes suffered from the hands of Dr. Larry Nassar.
To be clear, I blame Larry Nassar, and I also blame an entire system that enabled and perpetrated his abuse.
Larry Nassar is a convicted sex offender. For 18 years, he was the team doctor of the United States Women's National Gymnastics Team, which gave him access to hundreds of girls and young women whom he sexually abused. China's D.C. embassy said Thursday a new security pact between the United States, United Kingdom, and Australia is a Cold War mentality. The AUKUS partnership is counter to Beijing's pacts in the Indo-Pacific. French officials also condemned the alliance. France lost a $90 billion submarine contract with Australia's government because of the pact. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll free, 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root, 800-384-41, or online at TII1.com.
Space tourism started Wednesday. Dan Naraki reports.
SpaceX's Inspiration 4 mission has lifted off from Kennedy Space Center, sending the first all-civilian mission towards orbit. The four-person crew is scheduled to spend the next 3 days in orbit before splashing down in the Atlantic Ocean on Sunday. Astrophysicist Hakim Wulise tells ABC News that while the crew are civilians, there are still plenty of scientific experiments to be run during the mission.
Every mission has what we call a payload specialist, and that payload specialist is who is responsible for undertaking those experiments that we're talking about. So this crewed mission, although they are civilians, everybody has a job, just like they were in a military tank on a military ship or in a NASA rocket. And so the engineer there is the payload specialist, so that's who will be conducting those experiments. And there's all sorts of experiments you can do in space, those that involve zero G, those that involve radiation, and that's what they're going to focus on here because they're going much higher than they typically go.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
One person possesses the authority to launch America's massive nuclear arsenal, the president. When America flinches and Joint Chiefs of Staff General Mark Milley takes control of the nuclear football and reports to Speaker Nancy Pelosi, treason to the American people's presidential choice should be met with decisive constitutional legal action. No one is above the president when the decision to strike or not strike needs to be made. Not some unelected military lifer. Louisiana Senator Republican John Kennedy on Fox News reminds us what happened in Myanmar could happen in the United States.
Unelected generals do not get to have their own personal foreign policies. And I think the general has conceded that he did have communications with the Chinese Communist Party and its military wing. We need to see a transcript. They need to release it in an unclassified setting with as minimal a number of redactions as possible. This is serious. This is more than just insubordination. As a people, we've decided that we want to maintain a wall between our commander-in-chief, who must be a civilian. It's the President of the United States, who is duly elected. A wall between the President and the military. And there's a reason for that. Go look at Myanmar. Go look at Guinea right now.
A forthcoming book by journalists Bob Woodward and Robert Costa claim General Mark Milley stepped way out of bounds. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.